Good afternoon. My name is Mariana Rosas. I work for Radio AVFM, and today I will have the pleasure of interviewing Mark Ribo and the Jazzbins, who are going to perform here at Centro de Artes de Alvar tonight. So thank you so much for being here.
Our pleasure.
So, Greg Lewis, out of all the jazz instruments you could have chosen, you decided to play the jazz organ. What motivated your choice, and what are your greatest influences?
Oh, I think the organ kind of chose me more than me choosing the organ. I learned piano first. My father had a piano. I knew about the organ in church because I went to church. So, you know, we would play with it a little bit at church, but I wanted to be a jazz pianist. But then later on, I heard people like Larry Young, of course, Jimmy Smith, Jap McDuff, Tower of Power guy, I forgot his name right now. Chester Thompson, who is a beast, and Don Patterson, all these cats. And then I said, wait a second, I want to figure this out. But hearing Larry Young play Monk's Dream really caught my attention, and I said, ooh, I could start having fun with this organ, and fell in love and never looked back, you know, around in my late teens, you know.
Mark Ribo has previously said that you are one of the best kept secrets in New York because you can really tell a story with a Hammond B3 like nobody. What do you think is the thing that stands out in Hammond B3? Why do you like it so much?
Oh, because it's such an expressive instrument. You have soft and loud and all the in-betweens, and there's about a trillion in-betweens. And the beauty with the Hammond organ, it's the first synthesizer, you know, built in 1935, mixing sounds electrically. I believe it's the first. I don't know of any other synthesizer before it or keyboard before it. So it's so diverse. You know, in America, it's in every form of music, you know, from gospel to country to jazz to hip hop. Everybody loves the organ, church, you know, everything, you know, so, yeah.
So, thank you. Moving on to Mark Ribo.
And by the way, I should take that back, saying that Greg is one of the best organ players in New York City. Greg is one of the best organists in the world who's dedicated to the sound of the Hammond organ, and probably the best that I've heard. So, you know.
So, first of all, how has this partnership come to life between you and the rest of the Jazzmen?
Well, we both... Greg and I worked in a band of a singer-songwriter, Mark Anthony Thompson, who's also known as the Chocolate Genius. Yeah, I know. I laughed, too, when he told me that he was choosing that name. I said, you're going to be with that for a long time. So we were in the Chocolate Genius's band together. And so we've known each other. That was a long time ago, maybe 20 years ago. That was, yeah, longer even, in the 90s, I think. And so, you know, I knew Greg was around, and I had been doing these Jazzbins gigs with different people over the years. It was never a project that I thought, oh, I'm going to tour with this. I thought this is something I'll do for fun. You know, when I'm home and I have some weeks off, I'll just book some gigs for fun. But then I started using Greg regularly. And Greg is very dedicated. You see that organ up there in the big box up there, next to it is called a Leslie. It's a special speaker for the organ. Greg carries that on every gig that he does. He carries it himself. You know, I saw Greg was so devoted to this sound, and it's not a sound that people really hear very much, the sound of the organ trio. So I have a lot of affection for that sound, because I'm from New Jersey and I grew up in the 60s, you know. So then we started doing it more regularly, and now we're touring.
to the beginning of your career, you had the opportunity to play alongside jazz organ legend Jack McDuff. How would you describe this experience, and what did you learn from it?
Well, Jack McDuff was a very hard teacher because he had, before I was in the band, George Benson used to be in the band, and I didn't play as well as George Benson, and Jack McDuff was always angry at me for playing as not as well as George Benson. And believe me, if I could have played as well as George Benson, I would have. I really would have given anything to do that, but I couldn't. So, I mean, although I have a great affection for this music, you know, I learned, okay, I also have some kind of distance from it, but that's okay. You know, that's what I understood that's okay. You know, I came up in a different time, really, than the main players of swing music came. Really, this was a music developed in the 30s, 40s, and 50s. You know, the organ jazz stuff, the key time was the 50s and to the late 60s, soul jazz. So I came, you know, the reasons why I hear rhythm and time differently, these are bigger than I am. You know, I don't know what they are, but I believe there's a reason I do. But I can still go and play this music I have affection for in my own way, you know. So that's what we're trying to do.
And finally, you all have a wide range of different styles when it comes to influences, such as punk or soul or even funk. How do your styles mix together, and what makes it such a special blend?
So it sounds like you've listened to the music, actually, you know, quite a bit, which is great. A lot of times when people do interviews, they haven't listened at all. So thank you for listening to the music. Yes, we do have a large range of influences. I am coming more from like punk no wave background. I mean, I worked with Brother Jack McDuff, but only for 4 months. And like I say, it didn't end well. but I don't know why it works. It just does. It's a bad answer. But Joe is a great drummer. And he, you know, a lot of jazz drummers, it's hard for me to work with. But Joe has a very, he can be very free, but at the same time, I always know, you know, he's always very clear about where the beat is, you know? So I love working with Joe. And he knows the old style, which of organ jazz playing. He knows that very well. He's from New Orleans, where, you know, traditional jazz is still very much alive. And, but he's also, you know, I mean, he's someone who's grown up now listening to hip hop, listening to, rock, punk, funk. So we've all heard the same things. Not completely. You know, when we go travel around in the train, we're always telling each other about different things that we haven't heard, you know, to try to communicate better. It's like, for example, Greg never heard of James Chance and the Contortions. Did you ever hear of James Chance and the Contortions?
No, I haven't.
You should check them out.
And that's it. We have reached the end of our interview. Thank you so much for your availability, and have a good show tonight.
Thank you.